In local news, there is continued division over the voice to Parliament, with Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe and Arnhem Land Clan leader Reverend Jeanine Gondara voting no in an attempt to pursue a treaty. The Reverend has raised concerns about what the voice is capable of achieving and is asking for more diplomatic dialogue to come to a satisfying resolution. The Senator recently challenged the voice as being racist, regardless of a yes or no vote, and has instead outlined a five-step plan to achieve Indigenous self-determination. There will also be a First Nations gathering this Saturday in South Brisbane to speak out against the voice, where the Senator will be featured.
High-profile former councillor Jonathan Shree has announced that he will enter the race for Brisbane Lord Mayor after he was chosen by the Greens to lead their campaign. Mr. Shree said in an interview to ABC Radio Brisbane that the reason he was running for the top job was because he believed Brisbane needed change. He said, quote, "We're definitely the underdog, but I think if enough underdogs in the city got together and got active, we could achieve some pretty big changes," end quote. Mr. Shree admitted that whilst there are a lot of people out there who might not agree with every single Greens policy, that there are enough to have an appetite for positive change. The election is set to take place on the 16th of March 2024.
In national news, the Immigration Minister, Andrew Giles, has announced the Home Affairs Department will now accept submissions for the federal government's multicultural framework review in all languages. The move is an attempt to highlight problem areas for policymakers when it comes to barriers for migrants. The minister hopes allowing submissions in more diverse formats using all languages will address obvious policy questions, including entering the job market and the quality of Australia's settlement services.
Police are currently investigating after a power problem caused chaos and frustration for people heading home after the Women's World Cup semi-final between Australia and England last night. Sydney Train blames vandalism for the delays. Police have confirmed that they are investigating the suspected act of vandalism. Two men aged 47 and 33 have been taken to Burwood Police Station and are assisting officers with their inquiries. The issue was resolved around midnight with trains running back on time after delays of over an hour.
In international news, the village of Eurozane on the southeastern front in Ukraine has been recaptured from Russian troops, but there are still concerns about the deteriorating condition of the northeastern front. This recapture brings Kiev closer to reclaiming a so-called Russian stronghold 7 kilometres to the south. It has also come off the back of increasing pledges and support from other countries, including an agreement in July between Australia and Ukraine to send more weaponry.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.